Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Erevin Daf Tzadi Hey, Erevin 95. Today's Daf Yomi, we begin the 10th chapter, the 10th and final chapter of Maseches Erevin. And this chapter deals with somebody who finds something and on Shabbos and carrying something from one domain to another. So our Mishnah begins with a discussion of somebody who finds tefillin, Hamotzei tefillin, one who finds on Shabbos tefillin in a place where they could be ruined or lost, like for example in a field outside the city. So under those circumstances, Machnisa, and then a person could take them into a place in order that they be more protected in order to save them. And so says our Mishnah, Machnisan Zug Zug, meaning to say you bring in one pair of tefillin on your hand and on your head, the way you wear them during the week, and afterwards you go back and you bring in another pair until you are able to save all the tefillin that you find. That is the first line of our mission. Now, biblically speaking, you're not allowed to carry out. We know we've done this in Maseches Shabbos and Maseches Erevin. Biblically speaking, you're not allowed to carry out a burden from private domain into the public domain, and also you're not allowed to carry anything for Amos in the public domain. However, this prohibition is only said with respect to a burden, a masa, but with respect to clothes and jewelry, they're not included in this prohibition. So, therefore, any garment that a person finds and then a person carries them out via wearing them, or jewelry that a person wears in them, would be permitted. And so therefore, if a person wears a tefillin in this way, there's not going to be a prohibition from the Torah. And even though the Chachamim made a decree not to go out with tefillin in the public domain, maybe they're going to, like we said in Gemara and Shabbos, Samach Aleph, Amud Aleph, for the purpose of saving them, it's going to be permitted to do it. And indeed, a person will be obligated to do this and take them into the city, because you're not allowed to leave the tefillin, which have the name of God written on them, in a state of disgrace. So therefore, we're talking about a case where a person found these tefillin and they were going to get ruined, or maybe God forbid eaten by dogs, as Rashi says. And so therefore, that is what our mission is talking about, and that's why it's permitted. Rabbi Gamliel says shnayim shnayim, that a person is allowed to bring in two pairs at a time. Bamed var mamurim, when do we say that a person is obligated to bring them in? Be yeshanos, with old tefillin, with the old tefillin that you can tell that they have the knot on them, and the knot has God's name, and they have the holiness, and therefore you can't leave them in this state of disgrace. But if they're new tefillin, you're exempt from having to bring them in, because it's possible that it's not really tefillin, it's really just an amulet that was made with the tzura, with the form of the tefillin, and you don't see you're not clear that it's tefillin. And so therefore, since they wouldn't have, in a circumstance where it's not clear that it's tefillin and they don't have the kedusha of tefillin, you're not going to be allowed to desecrate the Shabbos in order to carry them in. So that is what the Mishnah says at the very beginning of our Mishnah. It comes to our Gemara, and Gemara says, how can you bring them in two pairs at a time? How is that even possible? So says Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak, Amar Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak, he teaches us a very important point. Makom yesh barosh laniach bo shtei tefillin, that the reason why you can wear two pairs at a time is because there is place on your head to wear two pairs of tefillin. And that is a very important principle, that there actually is a place where you can wear two pairs of tefillin. And sometimes a person can actually see this. Sometimes we'll actually see people today wearing two pairs of tefillin. So Tosus writes that the Ri was Mesupuk. He had a doubt that what is the actual size of the width of the tefillin, that there are some people who make tefillin that are so much bigger than others, and some make them that are so much smaller. And so from our sugya that says that there's a place on your head to put two pairs of tefillin, that implies that the width of the tefillin is in order to fill, it has to be enough that you could fit, that you could put on your head two pairs of tefillin. And Tosos cites a midrash that the width of each pair of tefillin is the width of two fingers. And he brings a proof from this, because the tzitz that the Kohen Gadol wore on his forehead was the width of two fingers, like it states in the Gemara in Sukkah and Arachin. And this implies that the tzitz was, it's implied that the tzitz was in the place where it was appropriate to wear the tefillin. And even though by the tzitz it says metzacho, which means its forehead, and the Targum Unkos translates that bein eino hai, with between the eyes, also by tefillin it says bein einichem. Nevertheless, the Chachamim accepted the principle that the place of the proper place, it says this in the Gemara Menachos Lamed Zayin Amud Beis, the proper place is on the forehead. And if that's the case, the place of the tzitz and the place of the tefillin are one place. And so therefore, it's logical to assume that the tefillin is like the measurement of the tzitz, which is two fingers. And so since there's a place on the head to place two pairs of tefillin, the Kohen Gadol would place the tzitz in the place of the tefillin, and he would place the tefillin right next to it. So we see from here that's another proof that you could ask that you could wear two pairs of tefillin at once. And so too, the Rosh writes that the size of the tefillin is two fingers. And he writes in the name of the Ri that we learned this from the tzitz as well. However, the Rosh writes that since in our times people are not careful about this measurement because they do the other parts, the Mavarta and the Titurim are wider, and if the tefillin would be two fingers aside from the Mavarta and the Titura, then there wouldn't be a place on the head for two pairs of tefillin. And so therefore, the Rosh says we're not makbid about this at all. And the Shulchan Aruch rules that the tefillin don't have any specific shear. And some people might say that if you're writing tefillin, if you make them two fingers width, it's very small, and it'd be hard to write kosher tefillin in that size. So that's another factor to take in mind.